Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Don Gleason. Don leverages his 42 years of military and corporate leadership experience to grow leaders to improve team performance and culture, as well as coach people in career transition to get the job that energizes them. His BizHap is about that time when he told the truth and then got promoted. That's what I'm going to say. Don, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Well, thank you, Anna. And I really appreciate the opportunity to get together with you today and talk about this story. And I think stories are so important. As I work with people in career transition, we have to think about our stories, right? So I'm really always about bringing that out. And we can talk sometime about how I've created a whole catalog of stories. But this one was interesting because I had been a squadron commander up in Montana for about 14 months, and a new wing commander came in about 2 months prior. And we were doing a number of projects. And that week happened to be when we were going to make a lot of those things come true. It was emblems of different unit, the wing unit and a tenant unit on the water tower, a road back behind the officers club. And I'm trying to think of what the third one was, but there was three things that were all coming to fruition that he was asking us to do. And sure enough, the first one went wrong. We mixed up the emblems on the water tower. And he, of course, he's the first one to see it. And it's just like, oh, and we're trying to figure out how to fix it. And then he had asked us to do a project back behind the club. And and my master sergeant had within his authority to make it what he thought was the right thing to do. And I happened to walk out of the club having lunch. And I went over and I talked to him. I said, ooh, I need to get to the wing commander because this isn't quite what he said, but I like what my master sergeant said, what he's doing. And so I'm all about delegation of authority to be able to do different things, right? I still have the responsibility, but I wanted to delegate authority. And then the third one went wrong. And it's like, oh man. So sure enough, I get this email that afternoon. This is from the wing commander. I don't know why people would coordinate with me. I'm only the wing commander. And it's just like, oh, this is going to be ugly. So I talked to my boss and we arranged to go talk to the wing commander the next morning. So we get in and my boss, the group commander, said, just come in at attention, salute, say, sir, I'm sorry, it won't happen again, I'm fixing it. And then shut up, don't say a word. So I'm trying to follow his guidance, right? So I come in the office and I come to attention and I salute and said, you know, sir, I understand what's happened this week. I'm taking full responsibility for it. I will get it fixed. I apologize. It will not happen again. And he said, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Come over here and sit down, right? So he wheels me over to the couch and the chair, and I'm sitting there. He's in one chair. I'm in another chair. My boss and the deputy of the group are in the couch. And he just, for the next 30 minutes, you could just feel it. The only way I can describe it is like a fishing expedition, right? He's got a line in the water. He's waiting for me to grab the hook. And all of a sudden, he knows I'm kind of around the lure, and I'm about ready to grab the hook. And he keeps asking me these questions. And finally, he comes down to this one. He says, do you think the master sergeant was within his authority to do what he did? And I said, yes, sir, he is, based upon the delegation of authority that I've done, that every civil engineer unit around the Air Force does. I think he was within his authority. I liked what he was doing. And I had tried to deflect for 30 minutes that question. I did not want to answer that question because I thought as soon as I did, he was going to go screaming. And guess what? He did. He started screaming. And the secretary outside his office, even with the door closed, could hear it. People down the hallway outside the secretary's office could hear it. People all the way around on the first floor heard it. Man, he was just tearing into me. And I figured that was it. It was all done. But I had made a decision through my career that I will always tell the truth. You know, I may try to deflect it. I may try to spin it in the right way, which is what, excuse me, what I had been trying to do that morning. But he was not going to let me. He wanted to get down to a yes or no answer. And I figured I was done. I figured I was going to get fired. I wasn't even sure. The way they do it in the Air Force sometimes, you don't even get to go back to your office. They basically just say, I've lost trust and confidence in you, is always the words they use. And I want you just to go home. You can come back. Somebody else will clean out your office and you're done. We'll reassign you. I fully figured that was going to happen. I just couldn't believe it. And he let me go back to the unit, and he didn't fire me. So while I, and it was on my birthday, that was the hard part. I think it was on my 50th birthday. So a significant day, my wife and I were going to go out to dinner. You know, it's like, well, that just ruined everything. And but what I learned through all of that was still the truth is the right answer. You know, I'm not, I wasn't ever going to say no. I wasn't going to blame the master sergeant. It was my responsibility.
Yeah.
But also, I think before that, I had some opportunities to try to develop a relationship with him when some things were coming up. And I wish I would have walked into his office one-on-one and just said, sir, for some reason you and I are not getting along. I would like to figure out how to do this. Can we have a conversation about how I can better support you? You're the boss. You're the one who steers the projects. You know, I'm going to do what you want me to do, and within legal reasons, right? But I didn't, and I guess I've probably that's probably maybe where I failed. So, but anyway, that was an interesting experience. I got my performance report. Yeah, it wasn't as good as I wanted, but I still got promoted to colonel, and I still retired after 27 years in the service. So I served another 7 years, got to be a group commander, and things went very well.
That's awesome, Don. I think that the takeaway that I get from here, I mean, other than telling always the truth and owning your stuff, is when you're struggling in a relationship with someone who you, for, I don't know, for a better, for a lack of better words, who you have to deal with, instead of building a wall, like you have to work with that person. So build a bridge and be that hand that says, okay, something is not working here, but we have to do this together. So how can I support you? How can I be of service to you so that this project flourishes?
Yeah. That project and all the other projects we were going to do. And I think you're exactly right. That's a good way to do it, right? Is you've got to develop work on the relationship. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a takeaway that I had from here.
I think that's a great one. And so many of us need to think about that as we work with people, we'll have that wall that builds up, right? One way or the other, or maybe it's a project where other people, whatever causes the wall to go up, it happens to be there. And how do we tear it down? And too often we don't. And what do we end up doing? We leave the job, which is why I'm in the career transition business, right? Is because if you really love that job, you know, if it's the right role, the right culture, the right leader, then try to figure out how to make it work. Don't just opt to take out, you know, there's 67% of us with DISC are, we resist conflict. And that's a conflict to walk into the boss and say, hey, boss, you and I aren't getting along. And I recognize it. And I know you recognize it. How can we build a path forward to where I can support you and we can have civil conversations?
Yes.
I think that's a great conversation.
It comes to ourselves to be proactive and be like, all right, how can I help you help me?
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for this. So Don, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So who do I serve is a lot, because I did 27 years military and so too many, 22 military and veterans are committing suicide every day. And the number one reason is career transition. I work with a lot of military, but I found that I can work with non-military as well, because there's 4.3 million people, you know, still changing jobs after COVID every month and people are not happy. So I work with military and non-military, but it's people who are just either it's the wrong role, the wrong leader, the wrong culture. They need something different and I can help them get there. And the best way to get a hold of me is my LinkedIn profile. I'm the only Don with a middle initial L, Gleason. And we'll make sure you have the information for the show notes. But just link to me here. And what I will do, because if they say that, hey, I saw you on BizHaps podcast, I will give them a 30-minute consultation to talk through where they're at. And I'll give them value. They'll get some good stuff out of it. And then we'll go from there.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Don Gleason, for coming on and sharing his story about that time when he told the truth and got promoted. For teaching us to build bridges. If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps a burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit anabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.